Hello, this is my Lenten diary for February the 25th, 2023. Today is the Saturday after Ash Wednesday. This is a reading from the book of Isaiah. If you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness and your gloom be like the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places and make your bones strong, and you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters never fail. Your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to live in. For those of you who are fans of Major League Baseball, you may know that today is the first day of spring training season. The teams have been in training camp since earlier in the month, and between now and March 28th, in addition to all of the other activities that are part of getting ready for the months-long regular season, teams will take to the field in Arizona and Florida and play a mini-season of games in order to prepare for opening day on March 30. I've been a baseball fan since I was a little kid. But for over 20 years, part of my preparation for baseball season involves re-watching the movie classic Bull Durham. I've watched the movie so many times, I can quote a good chunk of the dialogue along with the actors. In one of my favorite scenes, the team manager, attempting to motivate his slipshod players, offers one of those classic managerial motivational speeches, which begins, "Baseball is a simple game. You hit the ball. You throw the ball. You catch the ball." The line is funny because it is absolutely true from a spectator's point of view, that is. But talk to any serious player at any level of the sport, and they will tell you that to execute those three actions, hitting, throwing, and catching, in real time, in the midst of a game, is far more complicated than they may at first appear. Part of the reason that major league clubs spend a month playing training games, games that don't even count toward their season record, is because most of the nuances that make baseball complicated cannot be learned except by actually playing the game. Further, baseball is a team sport, so it doesn't particularly matter how good any individual player is, but how the assortment of players with their particular skills and talents, strengths and weaknesses complement each other over the course of a game and over the course of a season. Today's reading is the second half of the short 58th chapter of Isaiah. We read the first half yesterday. To the casual reader, the second half of the chapter seems to be more or less a repetition of the first. This is not because the prophet can't keep track of what he's saying on behalf of God. In scriptural terms, repetition is used as a means of emphasis. Remember the people's complaint from yesterday in the earlier part of the chapter that they are observing all of the religious rituals but to no avail? Remember God's response? Take care of the poor, free the oppressed, feed the hungry, clothe the naked? Well, for emphasis, the simple practices of neighborly care are repeated again in today's reading. this time summarized as, offer your food to the hungry, satisfy the needs of the afflicted. If we are to believe the prophet, living faithfully for God in the world can be summarized as a simple task. Pay attention to those in need around you, and then, if possible, take care of those needs in the name of God. But we know that the difficulty of living faithfully lies precisely in its simplicity. Paying attention is difficult in a world of distraction. And in what is a direct affront to our individualistic sensibilities as Americans, the prophet is enjoining all of the people of God to be involved in these practices. Bottom line, being faithful to God is too big and too complicated to be trusted to individuals. To live faithfully is a communal effort. As Isaiah tells the covenant people, they are all responsible to be attentive to their neighbors and their neighbors' needs. And guess what, Christian friends and neighbors? So are we. We live in a world where there are breaches all around us. Breaches in the walls of trust. Breaches in the walls of peace. Breaches in the walls of justice. Breaches in the walls of hope. Breaches in the walls of mercy. Breaches in the wall of love. The breaches are too wide for any one of us to repair them on our own. In fact, we can't do it by ourselves. We need an entire community, a team, if you will, focused on being God's people in the world. To be a person of faith in a world where hope and mercy and peace and justice and love and trust is scarce is pretty simple. Love God. Love your neighbor. And to be a person of faith in a world where hope is scarce is far too complicated to go it alone. We need each other to make it through and to make a difference. It's never too late to begin again. There are breaches everywhere. Find some partners and start the work of repair and restoration. It's as simple and as complicated as doing what needs to be done. That's why we need a community. That's why we need a team. That's why the world needs us to be at our best. Not to save the world, but to show the world that it can be saved. In fact, through the work of Jesus, it has already been. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, mercifully look upon our infirmities, and in all our dangers and necessities, stretch forth your right hand to help and defend us, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.